This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jesus Israel Barrera. Date of birth is October the 18th, 1964. Case ID number is 494-2734. Date of exam, March the 21st, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Maria Goimbia, dated 6/13/22. Her last name is Coimbia. Identifying information, this is a 58-year-old married male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of right nephrectomy / partial pancreatectomy / appendectomy / cholecystectomy, comma, hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, and insomnia / depression / anxiety. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2021, where he worked at construction for 30 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his family, and his wife is working to make ends meet. He is presently not on disability at this time. Allegation number one, right nephrectomy / partial pancreatectomy / appendectomy / cholecystectomy. Number two, hypertension. Number three, hyperlipidemia. And number four, insomnia / depression / anxiety. History of allegations, number one, right nephrectomy / partial pancreatectomy / appendectomy / cholecystectomy. The claimant states that in 2021, he was having severe problems with his kidney and was diagnosed with hydronephrosis with renal and ureter calculus obstruction. A stent was placed, and an open laparotomy was performed. The claimant was told at this time that he had a right kidney tumor and that he would need a nephrectomy, which was not performed at that time. He was also told that he had cancer all over his abdomen and that he had approximately 1 year to live. However, the claimant had severe pain and he returned to the hospital where he was seen by another surgeon at another hospital, which was Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, and was diagnosed with peritonitis and severe infection with organ damage. The claimant went on to have a partial pancreatectomy, comma, cholecystectomy, comma, appendectomy, comma, right nephrectomy, and has since gotten better with his condition. He did not have cancer. The character of the pain was a stabbing, pulling pain that he feels right now on the right side, especially in the right upper quadrant. He states the pain can last for 2 minutes, and it's a pain that he has every day. The associated symptoms with his condition include nausea and vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, constipation, melena, hematemesis, but does have weakness. The claimant did have a severe peritonitis, and he has lost approximately 50 pounds within the last year. He is food intolerant to pork, meat, and menudo. He was diagnosed with cancer of the pancreas, but that was not the true diagnosis. He had an infectious process secondary to a right kidney obstruction. from nephrolithiasis. He was not given any radiation or chemotherapy. And although he is much better now, he still suffers from severe abdominal pain and is very tender. He does have a suprapubic hernia, but the surgeons are refusing to operate him again since the laparotomy was a complicated surgical procedure. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2000, he was diagnosed with high blood pressure. He denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, headaches, but does have blurred vision. He also denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebrovascular accident, or nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 147 over 99 mmHg. He is presently on metoprolol, succinic, ER, 50 milligrams, POQD, which appears to be helping him. His blood pressure is borderline high, which may be secondary to the pain that he's feeling at this time. Allegation number three, hyperlipidemia. The claimant states that in 2021, because of his condition, he developed insomnia, depression, and anxiety. He states that he has difficulty sleeping, has depression, anxiety, crying spells, decreased appetite, decreased concentration and focus, decreased energy, and decreased motivation. He denies any suicidal attempts or suicidal ideation. He is presently on sertraline, 50 milligrams QD. The claimant states he was traumatized because of the physician telling him that he had generalized cancer and had only 1 year to live. He turned out having a peritonitis with infection of multiple organs. His condition at this time is stable, although the claimant appeared to be very nervous and was crying over his situation. Allegation limitations. The claimant is able to walk one block, stand for 10 minutes, climb four steps, and bend over to pick up clothes. He is unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup with the left hand, occasionally cook an egg, and lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top, sweep a room, or button his clothes. His physician was Dr. Del Villar, and his second surgeon was Dr. Almeida. At the present time, he takes Celebrex 200 milligrams QD, ibuprofen 600 milligrams TID, and Tylenol 500 milligrams BID for pain, which he states does give him relief. He states occasionally he walks outside to try to get some exercise. Family history. His father died at the age of 80 from cerebrovascular accidents times 3, hypertension, and a myocardial infarction. His mother died at the age of 84 from cancer of the bones and blood. Medications. Sertraline, 50 milligrams QD. Creon, 36,000/11,400 units, oral capsule, TID. Deslortatine, 5 milligrams QD. Dicyclomine, hydrochloride, 20 milligrams TID. Phenofibrate, 145 milligrams QD. Fluticasone propionate, 50 micrograms /ACT nasal suspension, 2 sprays in each nostril daily. Metoprolol succinic ER, 50 milligrams QD. Omeprazole, 40 milligrams QD. rosuvastatin calcium, 10 milligrams QD, tamsulosin hydrochloride, 0.4 milligrams QD, vitamin D2, 1.25 milligrams QW, Celebrex, 200 milligrams QD, ibuprofen, 600 milligrams QD, acetaminophen, 500 milligrams TID, medical problems, hypertension, comma, benign hypertrophic prostatitis, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, arthralgia, comma, lumbar sacral back pain, comma, major surgeries, partial removal of the pancreas, comma, right nephrectomy, comma, appendectomy, comma, cholecystectomy, comma, peritonitis, comma, cholelithiasis, comma, chronic pancreatitis, comma, colonic diverticulosis, comma, horseshoe kidney, comma, hydronephrosis with renal and ureteric calculus obstruction, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, nephrolithiasis, comma, and prostatic hyperplasia. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 96.0.7 Fahrenheit. Weight, 157 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 4 and 3/4 inches. BP, 151 over 106 mmHg. Second reading, 147 over 99 mmHg. Heart rate, 80 beats per minute. Respiration, 14 respirations per minute. BMI, 27. General. This is a 58-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He appears not to be a very reliable historian who presented with his wife to my office for a disability examination. The claimant had his diagnosis and condition confused, and his wife had to clarify the history. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, was 20 over 40. Pinhole was 20 over 40. OS uncorrected was 20 over 40. Pinhole was 20 over 40. Binocular uncorrected was 20 over 30. The claimant does use glasses to read with. Could you please drop down to abdomen? The claimant's abdomen was soft, tender, and mildly distended, especially in the suprapubic area. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. I was not able to examine the claimant for organ megaly or mass secondary to the tenderness of his abdomen. He had a vertical surgical scar of 28 centimeters and a horizontal scar of 18 centimeters in the mid-abdominal area. He also had a 10-centimeter pelvic scar where a hernia was observed to be present. He also had multiple other small scars throughout his abdomen. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert, but it was not completely oriented times three. and had poor eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was depressed for the time. He did not have clear thought processes and his memory was poor. Concentration was fair, but he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal. The Romberg sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the abdomen and lumbar sacral back area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted except for his abdomen, where he has extensive scar tissue and a suprapubic hernia. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for the right hand, where the claimant appears to have a radial sensory nerve deficit with decreased motor function of the thumb, index finger, and the middle finger. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was normal, but in the supine position, it was 30 degrees bilaterally, and the claimant appeared to have a pain secondary to his abdomen. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body except for the right hand. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees at 120 degrees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally, secondary to abdominal pain. Assistive devices. He requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +4/5. For the right side and +5/5 for the left. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patella, and Achilles reflexes were normal at +2. Sensory exam was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal, except for the right upper extremity where the claimant appears to have some neural deficit of the radial nerve in his hand. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms noted of his abdomen. Muscle strength was +4/5 for all tested areas, except for his grip, which was +5/5 for the left and +4/5 for the right. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal for the left, but abnormal for the right. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with the left upper extremity. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of the abdomen, where he has had a couple of surgeries with multiple organ removal. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength for the left hand and mildly decreased grip strength for the right. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted for the left hand and mild to mildly restricted for the right. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment. secondary to abdominal pain, secondary to multiple surgeries, and mild right upper extremity radial nerve deficit. Probable diagnoses, number one, right nephrectomy / partial pancreatectomy / appendectomy / cholecystectomy, dash confirm with physical examination and medical records. The claimant appears to be very tender of his abdomen at this time. Number two, hypertension, dash, being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 147 over 99 mmHg, which is high. The claimant was in pain. Number three, hyperlipidemia, dash, being treated at this time. Appears to be fairly well controlled. He states his levels have been normal. Number four, insomnia / depression / anxiety, dash, being treated at this time. The claimant does have an ongoing depression and anxiety with decreased memory by physical examination. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jesus Israel Barrera.